Former President Trump faces potential legal jeopardy on a number of fronts, and now a House committee investigating the events of January 6th is alleging that he and his allies engaged in a criminal conspiracy to overturn the 2020 election. It's an explosive claim that was found in a court filing last night in an ongoing lawsuit involving a witness subpoenaed by the panel. For more on this, we're joined by Barbara McQuaid. She's a former U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Michigan. She was appointed by President Obama. She's now a professor at the University of Michigan Law School. Professor McQuaid, welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks, Anthony. Great to be with you.
So I want to be clear about one thing. The House committee doesn't have authority to file criminal charges. But in this filing, investigators say they have a good faith reason to believe Trump and others engaged in federal crimes. Can you describe specifically what are those crimes?
Yeah, they list two in particular. One is obstruction of an official proceeding, which is the January 6th certification proceeding by Congress. And the other is conspiracy to defraud the United States, which makes it a crime for two or more people to agree to obstruct the proper functioning of government. So in this case, the lawful transfer of presidential power.
Okay, so this refers to specifically this allegation that Trump and his allies tried to overturn the 2020 election in a sense, right?
It does. And it focuses not solely on January 6th, but events starting right after the election in November. And what's really interesting about it is a collection of the highlights of the evidence that the committee has now amassed, showing that Donald Trump, in their view, was aware that there was no fraud in the election. And so they document quite a bit of evidence to show the ongoing efforts right after the election to try to convince the public that there was fraud when, and they quote a judge as saying, there was not a scintilla of evidence that there was fraud.
Now, you actually anticipated this development. Last week, you wrote a memo outlining proof of conspiracy by Trump and his allies. Can you say more about what that proof is?
Yes. So, you know, the draft memo I did was sort of a model of what I would imagine a DOJ prosecution memo would look like.
Right.
That is, you know, a similar document for a different purpose that gathers the evidence. But I argued that these two crimes are supported by the evidence. You know, one, in terms of the act, the committee actually talks about a number of different threads of wrongful conduct. But I think if you focus on only one, and you only need one, if you look at President Trump's efforts toward Mike Pence to try to pressure him to abuse his power as vice president and overturn the outcome of the election when he was there to count the votes in the certification, we know what he did because Trump said so out loud that he was pressuring him. He tweeted about it. He made public statements about it. There's reporting that there was private conversations. So the harder part of any fraud case is proving the fraudulent intent, that what the person knew they were doing was wrongful or corrupt in some way. And so what they would have to prove is that Donald Trump knew there was no fraud in this election. And the evidence has really grown to, I think, a mountain of evidence from which a reasonable fact finder could infer that Donald Trump absolutely knew there was no fraud here. His cybersecurity director, Chris Krebs, told him so. His attorney general, William Barr, told him so. His director of national intelligence, John Ratcliffe, told him so. An internal memo of his own campaign told him so. The secretary of state for the state of Georgia told him so. 61 out of 62 court cases rejected his claims of fraud, and the only one that did, where he did win, was based on affidavits that were related to the outcome of the election. And in the face of all of that evidence, and in the absence of any evidence that there was fraud, Donald Trump continued to insist that there was fraud here. It is there's a jury instruction that says something along the lines of, a defendant cannot use willful blindness to ignore a high probability that a fact is true. And it seems to be that's what's happening here.
Right. So I guess the next big question is, will the committee actually make a criminal referral to the Justice Department? And if it did, would the DOJ actually pursue such a case?
Yeah, it's an important question. As you pointed out in the opening, this allegation does not meet the standard of what is necessary for a criminal charge. The standing here for negating attorney-client privilege for seeking the documents that they want is simply evidence that shows a good faith basis to believe that a crime may have been committed. For the Justice Department to file criminal charges, they would have to be satisfied that the evidence makes it probable that a conviction can be obtained and sustained. So that's a higher level. But it's most certainly enough to begin an investigation. So I don't know whether the committee will or won't make a criminal referral. But it's not necessary. The Justice Department could open a case right now. And in fact, I'd like to think they already have. I don't know that. But based on all of the information that's simply in the public domain,
right,
it seems that they've reached that point of predication where they have an obligation to investigate.
Really interesting. Barbara, we only have about 20 seconds left, but how do you expect lawyers for former President Trump to react to this? What's the defense for him and his allies?
I think he'll continue to persist that he truly believed that he won the election. And it's difficult to prove a negative, but I think at some point the evidence becomes overwhelming.
All right. Well, that's Barbara McQuaid, former U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Michigan. She's now a professor at the University of Michigan Law School. Barbara McQuaid, thank you so much.
Thank you, Anthony.